We're going to discuss the different approaches and how to understand the first night of Sukkos. Because the Gemara in Sukkah, Dav Chav Vav and Aleph states, Amar Rava Mitzdar Pater Min HaSukkah, that if someone is in distress by being in the Sukkah, they don't have to eat in the Sukkah. And what's the reason for this? So the Mordechai in Simon Tav Shin Mem explains that Kasav Rav Elezer Mimitz, the Uraim writes, what does it mean, mitzdar? Sheyesh lo tzar min ha-sukkah uvetzeitzo yinatzel. That if someone is in a state of distress while being in the sukkah, and he could remove himself from that state of tzar, from the state of distress or pain or suffering, if he leaves the sukkah, then he is exempt. Why? Dicheein dira ba'inan. Because in order to be chayev in the mitzvah of sukkah, the Torah says, basukas teshvu, that you have to live in the sukkah, teshu kein taduru. You're only obligated to live in the sukkah if it's like how you would live at home. Ve'ein derech me'arim lamon b'diras mitzar. People typically don't live in their homes in a state of distress. So, for example, if it rains in your house, in your dining room, if it's pouring in your dining room, so you're going to leave your dining room. Similarly, if it's pouring in your sukkah, so you're going to leave your sukkah. This is the concept of mitzar pater min ha-sukkah based on teshu kein taduru. Now, on the first night of Sukkos, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph states that there is a gzeirah shava. The Gemara states, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yod Tzadok. Rav Yochanan says the name of Rav Shimon ben Yod Tzadok. Nemar kan chamisha osar v'nemar chamisha osar b'chag ha-matzos. There's a gzeirah that it says 15th, the 15th day of the month we celebrate Sukkos, and the 15th day we celebrate Pesach. Ma'ala hala laila harishon chova mikan ve'elach rishus. Afkan laila harishon chova mikan ve'elach rishus. Just like on the first night of Pesach, there's an obligation to eat matzah. The rest of the nights and the days of Pesach, there's no obligation to eat matzah. So too, when it comes to Sukkos, there is an obligation to eat in the Sukkah on the first night. And the rest of Sukkos, if you want and you want to eat, and you eat the requisite amount, you have to eat that in the sukkah. But if you don't want to eat the requisite amount, then you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But on the first night, you have to. There's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to eat in the sukkah. Now, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Tesamun Beis, says that by Shabbosus v'yomim tovim, lo sagid lo achil, that there's an obligation on Shabbos and Yom Tov to eat meals, to eat. There's an obligation to have, I'd say, on Yom Tov, a meal at night, a meal during the day. So there's already an obligation to have a meal on Yom Tov, and once you have a meal, you're obligated to eat in the sukkah. So what is the obligation of the gzeirah based on the gzeirah shava add? In other words, if on the night of the 15th, there already is an obligation to eat a meal because it's Yom Tov, and the Gemara says that when you eat a meal, it has to be in the sukkah, so what is the obligation based on the Gzeira Shava add to what we are supposed to do? And the Rishonim deal with this question. They have different answers. So, for example, the Rosh in Brachos, Perek Zayin, Simon Chav Gimel, explains that the difference would be Mishkachas la kigon shehu mitzdar mipnei yiridas gishamim ve'eno chayav lecho besukah avo chutz lesukah chayav lecho mishum simchas yom tov. So generally speaking, let's say on the first day of Sukkos, during the daytime. So there's a mitzvah of maybe simchas yom tov, mitzvah of oneg. There's a mitzvah to have a meal. So let's say it's raining. So if it's raining, then you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but you still have to eat a meal. However, aval balayla rishona b'chol inyan chova avafilu yordim kishamim chayev lecho kazayis besukkah diyafida b'chagamatzos. However, in the first night of Sukkos, even if it's raining, you're obligated to eat a kazayis in the sukkah because of the gzeirah shava. In other words, normally we apply the principle of teshu kein taduru, that the obligation of the sukkah, of sitting in the sukkah, is only in a situation where it's like living in your house. So when you would typically leave your house, like if it's raining, so you'd also be able to leave the sukkah. However, the first night there's a gzeira shava. It seems to me that what the Gzeira Shava does, it tells you we don't apply the principle of Teshu Kem Taduru. It seems to me that on the one hand, normally speaking, on all the other days of Sukkos, the only time that we're obligated to live in the Sukkah is if we have the full experience of living in a Sukkah. If we live in the Sukkah like we normally live in the house. However, on the first night, there's an obligation that even when we don't have that full Sukkah experience, that we're walking into the Sukkah and we have the four walls of the Sukkah and we have the Schach, but it's raining, so we don't have the full living experience. We only have a quasi Sukkah experience, because it's not normal living to live in a Sukkah when it's raining. Nevertheless, that is still a fulfillment of Sukkah to some extent. Even though the optimal Sukkah experience is one where you're living like how you normally live in a house, there still is a mitzvah, chiyuv, on the first night to experience a Sukkah even in non-optimal circumstances based on the Gzeira Shava. That's the position of the Rosh. We don't apply the principle of Teshu Kein Taduru on the first night. The other extreme is the Ran. The Ran also asked the question, this is the Ran on the Rif in Sukkah Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Bedap Pei Rif. He also asked the question, now what does the Gzeira Shava add? And he says very simply, he says that to be Chayav Midin Yom Tov. So let's say on the first day of Sukkos, during the daytime. So there we have to have a meal because of Yom Tov. How much you need to eat for a meal? How much bread? A kezias. However, on the first night, we have to eat a shiur hamachuyav lechol besukkah. We have to have a shiur that you would be obligated to eat in the sukkah. That's more than a kibetza. That's probably double the size of a kezias. So in other words, the only difference between the first night and all other days of Sukkos, according to the Ran, is that on the first night, we have to have a larger shiur. According to the Ran, the exemption of Teshu Kein Taduru applies the first night. According to the Ran, if it's raining, we would still be exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah. However, on the first night, whereas, let's say, during the first day of Sukkos, and other days, at the first day of Sukkos. So there we only have to have a kezias. Of bread. However, on the first night of Sukkos, we would have to eat more than a kibetza of bread inside the Sukkah. That's the position of the Ran. According to the Ran, Teshu Kein Taduru, that principle applies, whether we're talking about the first night of Sukkos or the rest of Sukkos. Tosvos has sort of an in-between position. According to Tosvos, Tosvos in Brachos Dapim Tesvav Beis asks, what does the obligation of Tesvav, the Gzeir Shava, add to the regular obligation to have a Yom Tov meal? And by the way, this is a side point. When we're talking about the first night of Sukkos, so in Chutz Laaretz, in the diaspora, the same thing would apply to the second night of Sukkos as well. In any case, Tosvos writes that Omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yehuda states, the Nafka Midah, once you are to Geshavim, V'achlu Chutz L'Sukkah, that the difference is that the rain fell and you ate outside the Sukkah, Tahashta Im L'Chvod Yom Tov Shapir, that if it's raining, so Midin Yom Tov, you can, and you eat outside the Sukkah, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov or Oneg Yom Tov, you had a Yom Tov meal inside the house, you fulfilled that mitzvah. However, Bishvil Sukkah, Biyom Tov Rishon, Tzarech Lachsor V'Lechol B'Sukkah, La'achar Sheyivsko G'shom, Yidalfidon Tesvav Tesel Michag HaMatzos. However, if it's based on the Gzeira Shava, the first night, then when it stops raining, you would have to go back in the Sukkah. According to the Ran, you would not have to go back into the Sukkah. Just like every other day of Sukkos, if it starts raining and you have your meal and you finish your meal, you're done. You don't have to go back out to the Sukkah. So too, on the first night, you would not have to go back into the Sukkah. That's the Ran. However, Tosfos holds that when it's raining on the first night, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. However, when it stops raining, then you have to go out into the Sukkah only on the first night. So the question is, how does Tosfos understand the concept of Teshu Kein Taduru? On the one hand, it seems that he holds if you're mitztayer, then you are exempt from the Sukkah. Because if it's raining, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. However, he also says that when it stops raining, you have to go back into the sukkah. So what does he hold exactly? So the Be'er HaGra understand in Orach Chaim, Siman Tav Reish Lamed Test Sif Hey, understands that according to Tosfos, he says the Rashba says this as well, that really, according to Tosfos, he holds like the Rush that there's no exemption of Mitztar on the first night of Sukkot. However what? Dichsheyordim Gishamim Ein Shem Sukkah Alav. That when the rain falls, it's not called a sukkah. In other words, according to Tosfos, according to the Be'er HaGra, that it's only called a sukkah if it has a structure, it has three walls, plus the schach, kosher schach, and at that moment, it's a structure where it's fit to live in. If it's a structure that has the four walls and the schach, but it's pouring rain, it's not fit to live in, then ein shem sukkah lav. It's not considered a sukkah. So therefore, there's no exemption of mitzvah in the first night of sukkahs. It's just that when it's raining, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Because there are no sukkahs available. Because you may have the structure outside your house, it may have schach, but it's not called a sukkah when it's not fit for living. However, when it stops raining, then you would have to go into the sukkah. So what do we hold, lemaisa, in practice? So the Shulchan Aruch does not make a distinction between the first night and all other days. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if rain falls, you can go into the house, whether it's the first night or any other days. This is the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tes Sif Hey. Presumably the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ran, that the exemption of Mitztar Pater Mid HaSukkah applies not just the rest of Sukkot, but also the first night. And so that is the position of the Shulchan Aruch. The Teshu Kein Taduru applies even the first night. However, the Ramah says, Laila HaRishona Tzarech Lecho Kezayis B'Sukkah Af Im Geshamim Yordim V'Yekadesh B'Sukkah Sheyomar Zman Al HaSukkah. So the Ramah seems to paskin like the Rosh, that in the first night, even if it's raining, you need to go into the Sukkah and eat a Kezayis. So we have a machlokas, Ran and the Rosh. What do you do the first night? Do you simply say, Teshin Kain Taduru Mitztar Patamita Sukkah, go inside the house? Or do you say, no, you have to eat a Kezayis of bread in the rain? Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ran, you go inside, Mitztar Patamita Sukkah. Whereas the Ramah passes like the Rosh, who says that you have to eat in the Sukkah even if it rains. So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed Hay explains that even though the Ramah, like the Ashkenazim, holds that on the first night Mitztar is Chayav, but there are Gedolei Rishonim who disagree with this. And therefore many Achronim say that, let's say it rains, so he says you should wait a little bit. You should wait a little bit, a few hours, to see if it stops raining. Because here's the problem. Let's say if you go into the sukkah when it's raining and you make a bracha of leishei basukkah, according to the Rosh, you did good because you fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. There's no exemption of teshu kein taduru and you're chayiv in sukkah. But according to the Ran, you're not chayiv, and according to Tosfos, you're not even sitting in a sukkah because it's raining. So maybe better to wait a few hours to see if it's going to stop raining. Truth be told, he writes also in the Shar Tzion that if by waiting too much, then people are going to be hungry and it's going to cause people are going to fall asleep, or there are guests who haven't eaten all day. And he says that it could cause a lack of Simchas Yom Tov. He said if you wait, and not just in the Shar Tzion, in the Mishnah Berurah itself, he says that say it's not Kedai to wait, because if there are children who want to eat, and there are other people in the house who really want to eat, Ein lecha minyas simchas yom tov yoser mizeh. So therefore, that number of poskim say, if you think it may stop raining soon, so you wait a short period of time, but if you don't think it's going to stop raining, start the meal right away, make kiddush and hamotzi in the sukkah, at least definitely the men should do this, and the boys over the age of 6, women are technically exempt from sukkah, but at least the men and the older boys should make kiddush, make hamotzi in the sukkah, eat a kezayis of bread, and during the kiddush you recite shachiyadu, but don't recite the bracha of leishei basukkah. Why shouldn't you recite the bracha of leishei basukkah? Because the safek brachos lahakel. Because maybe we hold like the Ra'ad, maybe we hold like Tosfos, so you're not chayiv in Sukkah right now because it's raining. What if it stops raining? So if it stops raining, so then the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Lamed Vav writes that if it stops raining, so then you should go out to the Sukkah. Why? Because if you went to the Sukkah when it's raining and ate a kazayah, so you've been Yotze like the Rosh, but you haven't been Yotze according to the Ran and Tosfos. Let's say it stops raining. So if it stops raining, go outside. According to Tosfos, if it stops raining, you need to go outside. You're Chayv in Sukkah. So to be Yotze, according to Tosfos, the Mishnah Brura writes that you should go outside and sit in the Sukkah, and in fact, make a bracha of Leishev, and you can make the bracha, a Leishev Basukkah, before eating bread. The Mishnah Brura, though, says something else. The Mishnah Brura says, let's say that it was raining, and you waited a little bit, it's continuing to rain. And so you went outside, you made Kiddush, you made Hamotzi, you ate a Kazayas of bread, then you went back in. Now, it continues raining. And you have your meal inside. And you're ready to go to sleep. And you go to sleep. And then, after you went to sleep, let's say it stopped raining. Does someone have to wake you up to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah? So let's see. According to the Ran, you don't have to get up. Why? Because Teshvu Ke'en Taduru applies. It's mitzvah to make you wake up and to get up to go into the Sukkah. We could debate that point, but that seems to be the position of the Ran in this case. Then you have the position of the Rosh. According to the Rosh, you are already Yotzei the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukah in the rain. But what about Tosfos? Shouldn't you get up, at least according to the way the Gra understands Tosfos? According to Tosfos, maybe they should wake you up. Why? Because according to Tosfos, there's no exemption of mitzvah on the first night. Just happens to be when it's raining, there's no Sukkah. It's not considered a sukkah. So maybe when it stops raining, even if you already went to sleep, even if it's mitzvah, they should wake you up so that you could fill the mitzvah of sukkah, according to Tosfos. There's a chiyuv. So the Mishnah Brura paskens, you don't have to wake up. What does the Mishnah Brura hold? So maybe he could hold that, listen, you're yotzei according to the Rosh, you're yotzei according to the Rad, and we're going to be machmir like Tosfos, it's not a big deal. So again, if you're still awake, and it stopped raining, it's not a big deal. Go outside and have some bread and recite Hamotzi. You could be Yotze according to Tosfos. But if you already went to sleep, we're not going to wake you up. Maybe you could argue, this is not the way the Gra understands Tosfos, so maybe you could argue that really Tosfos doesn't hold like the way the Gra understands him. Maybe Tosfos holds that Mitztayer does apply. Maybe Tosfos holds that Mitztayer does apply the first night. But in other words, you have a chiyuv to eat, as long as there's a chiyuv to eat, and there is an exemption of mitzdayer. But if you're no longer mitzdayer, then you have to go outside again. In other words, normally speaking, if you already had your bread meal, right? Let's say you have a bread meal on. Let's say you have a bread meal, and. Let's say it's Yom Tov, it's during the daytime, and it's raining, you go inside, you have your bread meal, and it stops raining. You don't have to go outside and have another Yom Tov meal in the Sukkah. However, maybe, according to Tosfos, on the first night, maybe the halacha is that the Ptur Mitztayer is different than the rest of the days. On all other days, if you start your meal inside when it's raining, then when it stops raining, you don't have to go back outside into the Sukkah. However, maybe on the first night, there is a Ptur Mitztayer, but when you're no longer Mitztayer, then you have to go back outside into the Sukkah. Again, that's not the way the Vilna Gaon understands it, but maybe you could argue that within Tosfos. So just to summarize, we shared three different opinions on how to understand the uniqueness of the first night of Sukkot. According to the Rosh, the Ptur Mitztayer doesn't apply. Teshu Kain Tadura doesn't apply on the first night. There's an obligation. Even if you're not going to get the full experience of living in the Sukkah on the first night, there still is an obligation to have a quasi sukkah experience. Not mamish living because it's pouring rain, but just being in a sukkah with the four walls of the schach, there is a chiyuv to do that based on the gzera shava, even if it rains. According to the Ran, no, there's no obligation to sit in the sukkah if it's pouring rain. Teshu came to duru. There's a ptur mitzayer. It's just on the first night. You have to have more than a kebeah of bread, a different shear on the first night. According to Tosfos, that on the first night, if it's that you don't have to go in if it's raining, but if it stops raining, you have to go inside the sukkah. And the Gra explains that is because there's an obligation to sit in the sukkah. There's no ptur of mitzvah in the first night, but when it's raining, there's no shame sukkah. It doesn't have the status of a sukkah, so when it stops raining, then it does have a status of sukkah, and you have to go outside. And we said the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rad, the Rabbah passes like the Rosh, but the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Safik, who we passes like, Safik Brachos L'Hakel, go outside when it rains. If it's raining on the first night, don't make the bracha of Leishei Basukkah. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, if it stops raining and you haven't gone to sleep, so again, to try to be machber like Tosfos, if you haven't gone to sleep, and go outside the sukkah and have bread and recite the bracha of Leishei Basukkah.